go.
Is that your warm-up?
Yeah, this is we're doing the New Zealand rugby warm-up where they do that. There's a the hoka.
Is that right?
That's almost
Isn't that what you do every morning to start your day?
I do. I think we all should.
I think you're right.
Some kind of a ritual, just you know.
I got my own thing.
Like this.
Kind of a wake
right
up deal. Yeah, sure.
I already got a thing. Are they Welsh?
New Zealand.
New Zealand. The All Blacks.
That's a name.
Yep.
All I see is Levi.
I know.
Cole.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The boys used to do this. I think they knew the whole thing, too. Most of it.
Mm-hmm. That'd be very scary.
Yeah, like you do.
That's pretty intimidating.
Like you do.
Yeah, before I start my morning, I'll do that, too. I don't have competitors, but
you go on your porch and do it just to scare off any intruders.
Ooh, that's actually a good idea. If anyone ever tries to jump me, I'll just start doing that.
I think they should just take a big bowling ball and just roll it because they're like pins. Just the other team. Just make themselves into a big ball and
like a real bowling ball or like one of those
maybe
plushy ones.
A human bowling ball. Just all of them get together. That would be so
those
easy.
Guys? Oh, you mean the other team, the blue team should have been like a bowling ball?
Yeah. Yeah, they should. I like to see that in other things, you know.
Yeah, what else could you apply that to?
I don't like a doctor and his staff, like,
before
surgery.
Walmart, when they have a little powwow before they start.
Yeah,
Walmart.
Do they still do that? I've walked on a few. Would they have their kind of a motivational meeting at the beginning of the day? Yeah.
Walmart?
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. And there's like a little thing they do.
Doesn't seem to work.
They do it
I don't go
by
anymore.
The dairy section.
It's kind of cute.
So you can all hear it.
Oh, I saw people in the dairy section, and someone was giving a big old spiel, and like half the people weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Or Walmart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was it? Yeah.
I think it'd be hard to keep morale in a
Walmart?
Anywhere, really.
It's hard. Morale's tough.
Is that a big deal, though? I mean, really?
Morale. Where you work, where you go,
I think
is the morale
pretty
good?
Important.
Morale's fine.
Morale is maybe everything.
What is morale?
It's just your attitude. It's like the air, you know, the environment.
The vibes.
The vibes.
Atmosphere of the office.
Wait,
area.
Jackson's calling.
Because it's like if someone.
Hello?
Hey, are you home?
The vibes off.
Yeah.
Oh, we got food's ready.
Okay.
All right. Bye. So it's the whole vibe. It's the whole attitude.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't want the vibes to be down. I feel like morale is like a country. Like you measure a country by morale. I don't know. Maybe
How's
not.
How's that?
Well, like more like
expand,
Well, I just know this from playing roller coaster.
I think you're really bringing down the morale of this podcast right now.
Right, the morale meter is just kind of.
Wait a minute,
I'm joking. I was actually going to ask, what's the morale of the podcast?
I don't know if that's the right term.
Well,
the morale.
Well, let me just say right now, I think what Luke is bringing to this podcast has really transformed it, and the whole. Culture
structure.
has been moraled in
You're
a way.
You're trying to boost my morale.
Dang it.
He's trying to boost my morale.
He's morale.
I see through your schemes.
It was false morale. I apologize.
Yeah.
It was weak.
Yeah, there's a verse about that, I'm sure.
False morale?
Don't false morale someone.
The more you say morale, I just think
it doesn't make
morale.
Morale.
Yeah.
Morale.
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 Yeah.
You ever do that? You say a word over and over again and just loses its meaning?
Yes.
We actually had a family that we went to school with called the Morales. Todd Morale.
Todd Morale.
Yep.
Morale.
Terry Morale. And there was a Tim.
Morale. Yeah.
Some names just don't flow
Tim
off.
That's so
off
weird that was their
they
last name.
I think Luke is hard to say.
Really?
I think we've maybe talked about it before. Luke. I don't think it's a very flowy name.
Luke. It's a guy name. It should be like
it's just
Luke.
Like so. It just stops
That's
with the
good.
K.
But you know, a name you don't hear a lot is Lou. That was a big name back in the
Lou.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know,
many
years
ago.
I like the name Luke.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's a good
I like the name Luca.
Luca.
And I like the name too. Lucas.
Lucas, yeah.
It's all the.
I don't know. I like him. I like it.
I like it.
But
hey, you know, we I wanted to do this a few weeks ago. We didn't get around to it. They say it's funny if you Google your birthday and Florida Man.
Oh, right.
Oh, right. So, I don't have my phone.
Wait, what is Florida Man, though?
Florida Man is just...
there's always something
going on. Just in Florida, just insane things that happen down there.
Oh, okay, okay, I get it. Okay.
So you put in Florida Man, and then you put in your birthday. So I'll do March 30th. Everybody, March 30th, you know.
Florida Man.
Food for thought.
Okay.
Do mine after yours, because I don't have my phone.
Okay, I've got one. Here we go. March 30th, 2019, Florida man accused of attacking mom when she wouldn't dress his mannequin.
What? Wait.
That's a pretty good
Florida man. Say that again.
Attacked his mom for not dressing his mannequin.
He's accused.
Oh, so it's not.
Of attacking mom when she wouldn't dress his mannequin.
How old is this man? Quote
he looks kind of like Luke in a couple years.
Oh, I got a good one.
What? And why would his mom have to, whatever.
Okay, you ready for this? You ready for this? Florida man slapped girlfriend with cheeseburger, kicked her downstairs.
Have a good one. Florida man who beat officers with a flagpole during the January 6th riot gets 4 years in prison.
Oh, yeah, your birthday's January 6th.
Yeah, I get a lot of stuff.
I didn't know that.
It's been tarnished.
That's right. Oh, it has been tarnished.
Can you do mine? Can you do mine?
That's so funny.
I sure can. That's like almost as bad as 9/11.
There's a lot of Florida man at the Capitol on January 6th.
That's rough.
Florida man dressed as panda arrested for allegedly storming the Capitol on January 6th.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. Wow.
February. Why is there an R in it? Let's just do like a bill through Congress. February. Take the R out of February.
You have something hanging from your beard, like a big lung thing, babe.
Well, it's a piece of cheese. Oh, no. Actually, you know what I did? I had something in my teeth, so I pulled a string out of my shorts, my jean shorts, and I used it as floss.
Wow.
That's so smart.
You have built-in floss.
Yeah. That's really innovative of you.
Here we go. Here's one for you, hon. February 19th, Florida man. You want to read it?
That's okay.
You want me to read it?
Or unless you want me to read it, I can.
Well, let's see. Here you go.
Seems faster for you. Florida, a man from Port Richey had an argument with his mother and threw pizza. The man who said he had fled the police was arrested on Monday.
For throwing pizza?
I don't think that's an argument.
There's a lot of son-mother turmoil going on in Florida.
If someone threw a pizza at you, would you be mad?
No.
It was an argument, and he threw pizza. Whatever.
It's a pretty good thing to throw.
That was kind of lame.
Not really.
Yeah, that's like, it sounds not bad, but then remember the lady years ago who sued McDonald's for spilling hot coffee in her lap?
Yes.
So the pizza never,
did she make a ton of money?
She did. And never Google that because the pictures are horrifying.
Yes.
Overhand.
She was messed up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, in her lap where it was spilled. It's
you know
bad.
Who was one of the lawyers on that case was our old pastor's wife's brother.
Brother's son's cousin's uncle.
Thomas,
who is Kevin Bacon's
friend
from college.
I honestly couldn't even track what you said.
Oh, my gosh.
Our
old pastor's wife's brother. Lisa.
So your pastor's brother. So your pastor-in-law.
Well, Lisa's brother, anyway.
Yeah, your pastor-in-law.
My old pastor's great-uncle's nephew's friend was Jesus. So.
Somehow. That probably does work.
I mean, if you go eventually. Three in, you're like,
yeah, I know.
You could go a long way.
Do you ever play a game, like, how far away are you from somebody?
Oh, yeah. They used to do Kevin Bacon, but is there
like, how far? You're probably, you're one person away from Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that stuff?
It's
like, how many people away are you from, like, Brad Pitt? You're probably not that many.
Well, he's from Springfield, Missouri.
School. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably
he went
like,
to Mizzou.
I would say you're probably one or two people away from Brad Pitt.
I bet you're right. I probably had a professor that was, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was his best friend.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sometimes I think about that. How far away am I from this person? Could I reach that person? And most of the time, it's a maybe.
But would they care if I went up to Trump and said, hey, I got a friend that's a friend of yours?
No, you would just go to your friend and be like, introduce me to this person.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you're one away.
It's got
then
like
you know
three
them.
People.
Right. Of that. Okay, here's a little conversation. We watching Tyson Fury has a new documentary.
Yes, I watched that.
What the did whole you think?
Thing? Wait, really? I watched two episodes.
Okay, we watched watch one.
Two. Oh,
good?
I actually watched two. Wait,
oh, yeah.
I loved his wife.
Yeah. Can you talk
she's
like?
All, she about it, like she talks like this.
Liverpool.
Is she from Liverpool too?
They're like, gypsies.
Yeah, yes, she's a gypsy. Yeah. His dad lives in a in basically
in a
caravan.
He thing. Lives in a van.
A wagon.
Oh yeah, a wagon. Yeah, like he lives like Thomas Shelby.
They call it a caravan.
Like yeah. from they are like the people from Peaky Blinders. They just live in they yeah. travel.
He's a gypsy.
But it's they a really also nice. Have a massive house.
It's a really nice cart is what he lives in.
Yeah.
But yeah, but well, but, yeah.
yeah. They do call it a caravan because he's
so he's got
gypsy.
Tyson Fury.
So it's a gypsy caravan.
Yeah.
Is got what he lives in.
Yeah.
Six
yeah.
kids.
Yeah. He has six.
Six yeah. kids.
And they talked a lot about the mental stuff, though.
He has bipolar and something else.
Getting to be a drag. Do you think you'll watch more?
Which you got to watch the second episode. I think it gets. You did. Mm-hmm. You said you watched one.
He said one, but we were actually. It actually went.
It kind of went into the next. Bled into the next one.
Yeah. Mm. I know. I was just kind of like, yes, number one. Obviously, like if you do have those issues, that sucks. But
yes.
It was also like, you also should take personal responsibility for your actions and the way that you treat your family and your wife. Just
think of that in a second.
Yeah, he'll
just
be all
by the second,
he'll like, be all excited all and everything yeah. and with the kids and just around him. He's, and
or going
be like,
camping.
Going camping. They'll be yeah. like, I got before to get out of here. I got to get out of here. Yeah. And he leaves.
After
he leaves.
Decided, yeah.
And then the wife's like, well, he's got bipolar, so bipolar. That's just kind of how it goes. Like,
it's not really him doing like, it, is it?
Or maybe he should just grow up,
yeah,
be that's, a man.
I know it's hard to figure,
and not leave his wife.
I think I have bipolar sometimes because right. I want to leave. Because you know, it's like Libby and I are similar in that way, yeah. in that we like being around people.
Sure,
but there comes a point comes where a point. You know when you're chewing gum,
it's over.
You're like, this is really good gum, and then there comes a point where I got to get this crap out of my mouth. Right. I got to yeah. get this.
It's
is
like
the worst
falling
thing.
Apart in your mouth.
It just turns to it. It's yeah. just you know, saps you dry of any moisture. It has no flavor, and it's annoying. You're like, ah. That's yes. the kind of the feeling. You're
that's
like,
a great analogy.
It's dang. Not that you don't like people. It's just like, I got to get away and just kind of, you know.
Right. But there's also times where it's like, oh, I'm just being a butt and I need to get over it.
Well, that's, wasn't he having a, was it a kid's birthday party or something?
Yeah, it was like his birthday.
Yeah, it was the birthday. It was a big to do with all the family. Right. And he just leaves her there and they have small children.
Yeah.
So I just think to myself, maybe you have some issues. I grant you that. But some of it seemed like an excuse after a while.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're kind of
then
just
I was like,
being
okay,
a jerk.
So you can just do whatever you want then,
yeah,
I guess.
I got bipolar, so I can just,
treat your wife
I feel
like trash.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she's just
he probably also has
so
CTE.
Sweet. What's that?
Because he,
yeah,
boxing,
I was saying, from boxing, hitting in the head.
Because
yeah.
Floyd Mayweather is not there. Football players aren't there. There's a lot of mental.
And he's and there, though.
He is there, though. He's, at least he seems to be.
Yeah.
I just think
totally
when you get punched in the head for like 15 years, it's like, most of the, like all the people that Rogan has on his podcast that are fighters, they're there and then they're just completely gone yeah. in some other instances.
Yeah.
Yeah. We look like even Mike Tyson and stuff. And and then they just talk.
And I
just
love
kinda,
that guy.
They just and talk all like this. And it's
that's how Mike Tyson talks now?
Yeah.
That's a great guy.
Sad.
He's a talented kid.
He has a lift.
Wait, is that? That sounds just like him.
Is that Mike Tyson?
Man, I love that Logan Paul. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
That's like yeah. one of the closer.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to get the crowd rumbling. I love that
hey,
guy.
Hey, Mike, how do you feel? I mean, how do you deal with your fame? I mean, with people coming to you all the time. How do you deal with that?
Man, Tim, it's all part of the job, man. Man, it's all part of the job. You know, once in a while, you will get me on the Florida news punching out my mama. But, man, Tim, it's the bipolar. It's
you punched
bipolar.
Out your mama and she's still living?
Yeah, you can look it up any day of the year. It's probably come up with me. Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson punched his mother. She'll get over
mother.
It.
She'll get
did
over
you ever
it.
Throw your pizza
she'll
at your
get
mother?
Over
oh, yeah, just the other day. Just the other day I said, Mama, this pizza's too hot. So I threw it at her. But that's me, Mike Tyson. It's bipolar.
Did what, you push her down the stairs?
What do you think about, like, what are your favorite like toppings a on a pizza, Mike? What do you
man,
like?
Pineapple. Gotta have that pineapple on the pizza. Man, I love that pineapple on that pizza. That's good now. It's me, Mike Tyson.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
we know. You. We know it's you. We've been talking to you for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, where am I? Who are you?
Yeah, wait a minute.
But I'm saying,
out.
We're like,
sit. I'm out.
We're talking about how if you're you know, a famous person like that and he was with his kids and you know,
yeah.
on the beach, just sitting on a bench and just people just yeah. come up to him continuously, just selfies and just
Tyson Fury.
Yeah,
and they'll kind of like about it.
They'll kind of like rat on him, or what would you say? Kind of like razz him.
Well,
the one guy, a couple did, guys, yeah. Are,
he calls him cheeky.
I think so and so should have beat you.
Like, okay, yeah, I mean, my theory on that is, what do we have to say to these people? What? We have nothing. We just know who you are. Because a lot of people may not even be fans. They just know who he is.
Right.
So I just leave him alone.
Right.
But isn't it part of the thing, though? Because for those people, they might have felt like they've grown up with his career. And so they're the fans.
Yeah.
I know.
I know, but
I'm
it's
not saying
just,
they should or
you
shouldn't.
You do think
I'm
about it,
saying,
though.
I just wouldn't.
Because there's like a best of everything. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's a bet. Like, he's one of the best boxers. You have, like, the best of everything. Best singer in of a certain genre. Best, like, even, like, down to, like, Twitch players. Like, people who do video games. Like, there's all these different facets of,
why
like,
did you point at me?
Famous people.
Are you a Twitch player?
Because you're on your computer and you're twitchy.
Are you a famous Twitch player?
Well, you just think about it. It's like, and now there's all these influencers, so there's constantly. So then at what point do you just like, if you see someone that's famous, do you just be like, whatever? Because everyone's famous.
Did you see where like Taylor Swift, she went to this little restaurant in, was it New Jersey? And then people found out about it and there were like a couple of thousand people just gathered around the restaurant.
Wow.
It's just a curse.
She's so famous. She's so famous.
Yeah.
And I guess just to get a look, and I guess it would be kind of
a bummer. Didn't that?
I mean,
happen
I like
to,
looking. Okay, there. That's kind of cool. To
didn't
see
Justin Bieber have a whole like distress about that as he got older too? It's like
I'm sure
I would.
Because so many people would show up if he was just walking down the street or something,
right?
And he was young.
Luke and I got a hot take.
Yeah, if you're
on
young,
Taylor
it's
Swift.
Worse. I think.
What? Oh, hot take.
Yeah, you want to say it?
No, you do.
Taylor Swift is cringy as heck.
Oh, as her personality.
She's so cringe.
Oh, yeah. In what way?
Oh, just her,
she's
like,
just
performing.
She's the cringiest person.
I think that a lot of her music, she's gotten so big that she thinks everything she says is super meaningful. Yeah. So she tries to make it super deep. And if you listen to, her songs are awesome, but if you listen to them, you're like, this is really cringy. Yeah. Like, some of the lyrics.
You know,
like,
that's why you got to listen to it.
If you were to say her songs, it would sound cringy.
Like, if you have a song called Cardigan, like, that's so cringy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I have a word I have a name for that. It's called being Garthed.
Yeah.
She's Garthed.
She got Garthed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you become so big that you just.
G.
Yeah.
Just nerd out.
Yeah, exactly. Everything you say just has to be, you know.
Maybe it's a tactic. Maybe they're like hoping people will fade away and not want to be
just kind of trim the herd.
Following her as much. Maybe. So it's like, dude, if I nerd out, maybe people won't think I'm so cool and follow me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Garth Brooks documentary. It's one of the best documentaries ever.
G.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
I rewatched that probably
twice
a year.
He sits by a fire. And he's just talking like, who even knows what he's talking about?
I don't know what he was talking about.
I don't even know.
It's
amazing.
Him and John Mayer should have a conversation.
Dude.
When they, John Mayer, Taylor Swift, and Garth Brooks.
And Levi.
And Levi. Well, Levi, when I listened to John Mayer, I was like, Levi is John Mayer.
Yeah.
He said he was.
You think, really?
And when Levi was
since
a kid,
he
used to be like, call me Levi John Mayer. That's what
what's
his
your
name,
little boy? You say Levi John Mayer. They say, how old are you? You say 43. He was 4. And he was 5. And I think he did it until he was 6.
I spent a week with Levi this past week.
Right.
We went to Colorado.
Wait, you actually saw him? He's actually like a snow leopard. It's like
he is like a snow leopard.
It's very rare to see one.
He comes on the text just to say, "Oh, Spotify's out." I'm like, he arises from the ashes. Wow.
We heard from him 3 months. What's your Spotify password? What's going on with Spotify?
He's like, it went out.
No, that's what the text was. What's going on with Spotify?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, hey, buddy, you good?
I love.
Are you alive?
I go. We'll turn off Spotify from now on if we're going to hear from you at least once a month. Okay. He goes, "Well, then I'll know what's going down."
Yeah, you turn off Spotify. Hello? Hey. Well, hey, Levi.
It's been 3 years. Where are you? Are you still alive?
That's it. Maybe that's a good thing for parents to do, though. That's a good,
turn stuff off.
Is to just have your kids, your accounts are all, you give them your passwords, all of your, you know, streaming
accounts.
And you just
change it.
You just change it up.
You just change it.
Every once in a while.
So, like, if you feel like you want to, you know, promote a a family event or something, just turn it off. Hey, what's up? Okay, I just, by the way.
Wait, the password is like the date of the event you want to come?
Yes. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So Luke was with him because they were rock climbing and all in Colorado.
Right.
What went down?
Oh. So last week we went to Colorado to do a backpacking trip. We've been prepping for it for a long time. So backpacking, you have a bear canister, which means you put all your food in a little canister. You're going camping for 3 days, hiking 30 miles, like legit stuff, right? Backcountry of Colorado, outside of Aspen. So we're going with me, Cooper, three other guys, and Levi, right? Wait,
it's Cooper now? Oh, that's what you
It's Cooper.
Yeah. Okay.
And so like we all show up, we're like ready to go. We're trying to like text in this group thread, like, hey, does everyone have everything? Like you have to get specific permits, reservations. It's pretty legit, right? Don't hear from Levi the entire time. Love the guy, but just didn't hear from him. Whatever. It's totally fine. But we show up, and you know how Olivia was prepping for her triathlon?
Is that how Levi prepped?
Yes,
remember
we did.
That?
Yes.
You remember that? Hell like, yeah. She's going to use the basket bike and, you know, go and say. Levi thought that was the same situation.
Yeah. He had the same approach.
Yeah, but in Colorado. Yeah. So he shows up with his backpack from 1974. It's the cigarette brand Marlboro.
Yeah.
Cigarette backpack with a matching sleeping bag. It's moldy. It's
where'd
awesome.
Where'd you get it from?
Garage sale for $5.
Oh, he has a ton of backpacks, honey. Yeah. I mean,
no, this one with the mold on it is what I'm
It's awesome.
To.
It's like, it's a huge backpack though. And we show up and like, you have to pack, like you have to get your water from a stream, like all this stuff. So I'm like, okay, Levi, do you have a water bottle? In his pocket. He has a rolled up smart plastic water bottle that he had drank at the airport and brought just like crinkled up. He's like, I got this. This is all I have. And, so, and I was like, that's all the water you're going to bring? He's like, well, I'll get another water bottle from the gas station or whatever. We have like Nalgene's and like we have like 2 liters of with straws coming out of our backpacks. Yeah. And he's just showing
you
up
the
with camel the water back, bottle.
The bladder back.
They're like intensely prepared.
Yeah. And he's just showing up. He made it through. And there was a day, like our second day, it starts hailing on us. And we're like, Levi, you got to cover your backpack. Didn't have like a rain fly or anything to cover it. So he just got completely soaked. But this is him. Wait, where is it?
Because you went to Coop, didn't you?
Yes. And you guys prepped. Did he prep physically, do we think?
Did you have enough water?
Where is it?
Those are cute pictures.
You're ready to go?
It's over on the bottom, yeah.
Now, why So why is that, why do you get so dehydrated
I don't know.
When you're up
because
in the...
Because it's water. Oh, in altitude? Altitude? I don't know why.
We were going to look it up. Don't unplug the cord. But it gets it's so hard to hike. So basically what it was 30 miles... This was like the backcountry, but this is Levi just absolutely toasted going up this mountain. But that's where we went.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can restart it.
How high are you there?
12,000 feet.
Gosh.
Does that sound?
There
he's got
he
that
is.
Big backpack.
Yeah.
There he is.
You can play.
The hobbitses. So the backpack was. Backpack
50
was,
feet.
Yeah. That's how hard I'm breathing.
Step counter so I can keep track of my steps. I have it figured at 1,800 steps to the top.
Perfect.
Little Brian.
Little Brian.
So now, cute. Are you okay? Is he not breathing okay? Or what's going on with Levi over there?
So Levi's dying.
Looks Levi's like he's praying over a stick.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It is so hard because you start at like 9,000 foot elevation. You go up to 12,500 foot elevation. So you're just completely toasted by the end. And this day was super hot and Levi didn't have enough water. He made it up. Eventually, but it was just like it's so hard, and it was really fun. But
wow,
yeah, it was cool.
Any bear experiences?
No bear experiences, unfortunately.
Wow. It looked beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah, that looks gorgeous.
But you got hailed on.
Yeah.
What did you do then?
Just walked in it.
Just walked in the hail.
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? This.
Did you feel like that? It kind of releases something in you as far as
manliness.
Manliness.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't have my phone on for 3 days. I felt you're just roughing it. You're sleeping in a tent. And like the first day is kind of rough. And then the second day, for me, it clicked. And I was like, this is awesome.
You're in it. Yeah.
I was in it.
Who carried the tents?
Everyone had a tent.
Oh, they had their own.
So they fit in your backpacks.
Everything fits in your back. So you have a tent. Brendan and I shared a tent, or Cooper and I. Probably won't do it again because I we're too big. But anyway, yeah, it was super fun. Levi did really good, though. He what, has the best attitude.
What did you, like, not take with you that you wish you would have?
And what did you take that you wish you hadn't?
Best thing I took ways. Was tortillas, because when you're on the mountain and you have dehydrated food or whatever, tortillas make everything better, in my opinion.
Oh, that's good.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because you could just put it in the tortilla.
Yeah,
you just brought some, like, regular flour tortillas.
Yeah, because they have an unlimited shelf life kind of thing, and
you
just wrap everything you're eating in it.
That's
and it
really
just
makes, good.
It's instead of, like, sandwich bread or anything, you just wrap it. Makes a little burrito. Makes it fun.
Smart. Right.
What I wish I had probably was, I wish I would have wore, so when I was going up, people had more of, like, your shoes on, Tim, instead of hiking boots.
Yes. I've changed
We've
that
noticed
way
that
too.
When we were in, Heather, I was the only one not wearing hiking boots, and my shoes were doing way better than theirs. She's like going down rocks. I wasn't slipping.
Yeah, the on clouds.
And I was going through water and going through sand, and I was just like,
they dry quicker.
Better,
they're easier to remove.
It was better off than they were.
Waterproof.
A little more flexible.
More flexible. Boots are, like, clunky, and you have to lift your feet up, and they're heavy. They get wet. Anyway.
Yeah, so, I was happy that I wore my...
But maybe a good pair of socks. You take extra socks. I would think that would be...
I brought...
You get wet socks. You gotta
I brought six pairs of socks.
Thin wool socks are great because they dry fast. They don't stink. They are resilient. But how far up were we? We weren't close to that far, but how far up were we on Moab and all that?
That's probably 8,000 maybe.
Okay. It's hard to breathe, though. Like, going to sleep, your heart rate's at, like, 95.
Wow.
Because you're sleeping at 11,000 feet.
What? Okay. Now,
what are
my
remedies
experience
for that?
Oh, what?
Sorry.
You just have to be there a long time.
Hyperbolic chamber.
Weeks,
yeah.
Probably.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that was a great experience for me. I loved it. I want to do it once a week.
What even is it?
The hyperbaric?
Apparently, it's so good for your barrack.
Hyperbaric.
Oh, I said hyperbolic. For your skin. So good for your skin.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yeah.
It feels weird, but it's cool.
You feel like Josh, a friend of ours, has a flesh-eating disease that almost lost his digits and his... Well, first, it was like going to be his arm.
Got bit by a spider, but then it wasn't
then
the spider bite. It was that it got infected or something.
Yeah, that. What? Yeah. How do you say it? Nicra.
Oh, necra. Anything with necra in it, because that means death.
Necrazine fasciitis. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fasciitis.
It was a skin.
You know. Anyway.
Necrofasciitis.
So he's going to come, because that's bacteria. So this also helps with bacteria stuff. So he's going to come sleep in it on Thursday.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Did you, was it freezing cold at night?
So it was like 40s.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Which wasn't that bad. I think it wasn't that bad. It didn't get that cold.
Well, two people in a tent is better for that too.
Yeah.
No, did you guys snuggle?
We tried.
Did you snuggle?
Brennan didn't want
to. Man, we have to be naked and snuggle. It's just for survival. It's 67 degrees. Shut up.
Now, when you guys got lost up in the mountains, what altitude were you all at?
That was about 12,000.
You were at 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
And how cold did it get?
It was bone chilling.
It was?
Yeah, it was horrible.
12,000 feet?
They were lost. They didn't have tents.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to sleep. We were just going for a hike. We had four wheelers and we went up for a hike. Then we got lost in the mountains.
Oh, my God.
6 hours.
6 hours. And that was, I actually thought we may not live.
That's scary.
I actually thought they were going to die.
Yeah.
Where at?
That was in Buena Vista, Colorado.
Jeez. That's
we went crazy. Down one ridge. It was these two ridges, and we went down the wrong one, and we didn't know where we were.
That's so scary.
So
there's not a lot of, one sign per path.
Well, because it's just marsh and just wilderness, and Branyon has these old Nike tennis shoes on, and the flap broke, it's flapping like this, exposing his socked feet, and we're just walking through this sludge for
what
hours.
What time of year was it? Because
it was slow. During no, I mean it was during the
wait. So
the
your
warmer months, but it freezes.
Broke down is what you're saying.
No, our four wheelers were riding it. We're like, oh, let's get up for a hike,
we've done before too, in the same area, but not.
You got lost.
So how did you end up finding the four-wheelers?
Well, what happened was is that we, Ken Davis, who lived there, and he knew those mountains like the back of his hand, but then
except
he took the
day.
Wrong turn that day. Mm-hmm. And he says, we'll just follow the water, like we could hear a stream. So follow it down, they say.
To find a house or
to
something.
To go down. And eventually we just kept going down for hours, and then we came across, like we'd see a camp, like a little campfire.
Yeah.
Old place, and then we found a little cabin, which we almost were thinking we're going to have to bust open this little cabin, which was just a hut with wood floors just to sleep in. That's so we crazy. Would die.
But wow. Why didn't you?
Well, because then we kept walking a little bit, and we saw more kind of civilization stuff, okay. And then we ran into a neighborhood, and this guy just put us on the back of his pickup truck and took us all the way around the mountain to...
Then, how long were you lost for?
That was
for?
Nice of him.
Well, we were gone for... It was 12 hours that we were gone.
So they were lost for like over six.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just see the look in each other's eyes like, you know, we actually prayed. We're like...
Smiley was there too.
You know,
okay, yeah. So who is it? It's you?
Me and Smiley, Dave Pendleton.
Okay.
The ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Who is the least rugged guy I know.
Yeah.
And Branyon, who's the second least rugged guy, you know.
How'd they weather?
Well, I mean, they're just like...
When it was all said and done.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, you could see it in everybody's eyes, like, okay, Strebo was there.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Dang.
And Smiley,
yeah,
right?
It was horrible, Strebo. Yeah.
Smiley and Ken.
That's a lot of you.
So.
I thought that was like four of you. If, you know, let's say worst comes to worst.
I mean, we started eating Smiley.
Who do you
we started
eat first?
We started nibbling.
Yeah.
You take Smiley? Say.
Smiley,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
he'd be the one that survived.
If you got, like, stranded on an island with those six guys, who would be the leader?
Smiley would eventually, for sure.
I think it'd be Darren.
I don't know, because so? Smiley
quiet,
has the all
leader.
The outdoor...
The
he's
alpha?
An outdoorsman.
That's
who's
true.
The alpha?
He's surprisingly an outdoorsman.
Probably Smiley.
I don't think we had any alphas in that group.
You don't
yeah,
think
I don't
Smiley
think
is?
There's...
As far as outdoorsmanship, I mean, Ken... Davis
you're saying Bob
doing.
Smiley is an alpha?
He is when it comes to hunting and, you know... Tackling
well, here's
and,
like at one point.
I mean,
David,
they send pictures of grabbing snakes by the neck and just going like this. He and the boys.
Good point. He'd probably get he'll go full Gollum on you guys.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's
he'll
true.
Start eating all you.
Yeah.
Yep. He will.
Yeah, but then like Davis, like we're 3 hours into this and like we're lost and Ken Davis is like, oh, he was like, look, that's where a moose had slept last night. I'm like. Shut your bleeping mouth about where the moose slept last night.
Why?
Because we're
are
we
afraid
lost. You get,
you're afraid a moose yeah. will.
It's, oh look,
come out
yeah. no, no, here, ooh. Survival.
Well, yeah. He's just noting. Probably
got to keep that morale high.
Yeah, morale was pretty low.
Yeah, you can't be sticking no.
For
like,
how long
fear.
Was it low? Would you say?
It was low. Yeah, for a good 2 or 3 hours. Yeah.
How'd you get the morale up?
Well, the morale kind of as we got down, when you
comedians.
See start to see things, you're like, oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Did anyone make any dark jokes up there? Does that help comedians on a
yeah.
mountain? Six
yeah.
comedians on a mountain.
Should be like
that'd,
a movie.
That'd be such a funny
that could be
sitcom
a movie.
Or movie.
I think you're right.
That could be a movie.
Yeah, it was. And I called Heather that night when we finally made it back. Yeah, well, you know, I think we thought we might die. And we got lost in the mountains, and she goes, well, that's good for you.
I meant it because it's like...
And it's like, I agreed.
Yeah, I know.
Because it releases
it just
something
sounds
in
bad
you.
The way
like
you're
every
saying.
Like today, you're not going to have the feeling that you might die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True. It's like when
never
you're driving.
Happens.
It's when you're driving.
It's just like those things just don't ever happen in your life. And it's like...
Right.
You're on the other side of it. So this is amazing. That's yeah. so great.
Like
but it would have been...
When you're driving down the highway... And you almost, like someone almost hits you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right,
yeah.
well, I'm happy to be alive.
And you just
and,
sit in silence.
And I'm just focused on the road yeah. and I'm never listening to music again.
Yeah. yeah. I think it helps you appreciate things. Yeah, there's certain things about
good
it.
Point.
So I was kind of thinking like when you guys were up there, did you feel, you know, you didn't feel like you're going to die, but it still does release something in you. I mean, sure. I was in Florida years ago and I took my road bike with me, right? My Lance Armstrong bike or whatever. And I got stuck in a rainstorm. You know, at first you're just like, oh, crap. But then you're like in it and something just, it was like.
Yeah, I love those.
A euphoria
yeah.
that came over
yeah.
me.
I had one once. Like, yeah. I was stuck in water and there was a lightning storm and I couldn't get out. And that
mean,
was.
How are you stuck
I
in
was
water?
Like
what were you on?
I was away from the shore. So
oh,
I was
you
in
were in the
water.
Ocean or
no,
the lake?
No, I was in a lake.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was huge, very scary, super windy, pouring rain. And I just felt like this super sense of calm.
Yeah.
And a euphoric feeling. Mm-hmm. And it was just lightning everywhere. And I was like, it's going to be chill.
That's like
and
our
I had that.
That's like our wedding night. I felt that.
No, I had that once. All right, when
well,
I
it's
was
been a good podcast.
Yeah, thanks everyone for joining.
Don't start.
Mike
we'll
Tyson, everybody.
Yeah. It was just it was like a lightning storm, and there was euphoria.
No, one time I had that when I was a
salad bar.
When I was like guiding kids from the city on horses, and there was probably like 20 of us, and I was leading them, and we ended up going down in this ditch, which was swamped, and our horses sunk to their bellies, and they were bucking up everywhere. It was really kind of like, it was so chaotic that I had to pull my horse out, tie him to a tree, and then start pulling everybody out one by one, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but it was like a big deal. It was like I was like up to my knees in muck, and it was just one of those situations where you're like, I did this. I mean, I got through it.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I hear more about stories of your life, I'm like, who is this person? Yeah.
She's her life is them.
She'll be like, yeah. So when I lived in with the Algonquin tribe back in 1985,
oh my mom has those stories.
See. But right. No, I think
I was married to the tribal leader.
I was actually proposed to by the tribal leader, but
Nugumu.
Right. So anyway, after I helped the buffalo give birth we feasted on the placenta, I came back to the tent, the teepee that I made out of.
Hey, you guys had your stories. You had cool stories.
Out of all of them, lost in the mountains.
Yours is way cooler.
Is way
it
cooler.
Was? Oh, well,
yeah, you led 20 children from the city on horseback that got stuck in mud.
We're five adults that got lost on a hike.
Well, I mean, it wasn't. You
and
know,
you had four wheelers.
They weren't going to die.
We could just go, but they're right over there. I mean, I still see the four wheelers.
Go back.
No, we're too far. Shut up. I know what I'm doing. But it'll get too dark. It's like 2 p.m. Yeah, but. And then we look over there and there's Levi sitting in a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
What are you
what
doing
happened
here?
To Spotify?
Did he train? Yeah.
How did you find me?
What's up with the Spotify?
That's all he says.
With the busy fall season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Knock, knock. You'll save time, you'll eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Hey, you might be too busy with your end of summer goals to cook, but you still want to make sure you're eating well, right? With Factor, skip the extra trip to the grocery store and all those people. Skip the chopping and the prepping and the cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy, then get back to crushing those goals. All of us on the Tim Hawkins podcast are huge fans of Factor. You will be too. Love the smoothies, by the way. Head to factormeals.com/Hawkins50 and use code Hawkins50 to get 50% off. That's code Hawkins50 at factormeals.com/Hawkins50 to get 50% off.
I think a really good feeling, like as a human generally, is it's a bad, like in this is in bad situations, like, but when some there's an emergency and you rush to the scene and you're like there,
yeah,
and the world doesn't matter anymore,
yeah,
and like that's all you're focusing on. That is one of the best feelings.
Have you had that?
Yeah, like a lot, like
where you've.
I don't know if I saved them, but there's been, okay, definitely been emergencies.
Well, like you're the first responder.
Yeah, like the first person there.
And that's happened to you a lot.
Yeah, I feel like
that's
so.
Amazing.
Well, there was a time where we saw a like crash kind of happen right in front of us.
Yeah.
And where a car, like it was an intersection, the car next to us started driving forward. And then the person that was like coming the opposite direction, like rammed into the side.
Whoa.
And the person went unconscious in the car and swerved and hit a telephone pole.
Oh my gosh.
And like, it was crazy. So we were behind them.
Yeah.
So we were like right there. Right. So we pull up, we run across, the person is unconscious. So we're trying to like somehow, like, wake him up, knocking on the thing. And then a guy comes over.
And he pulls a gun out. A pistol and just tries to whip the door open. Because this car is smoking on fire. And this dude is unconscious and the door won't open.
Wow.
And we're like, this dude's going to die in here. Because he's literally like can't move in the car. And that, for me, is like, I understand why people like being a doctor or first responder stuff. Because like everything
I've never had that
siloed out.
It's like adrenaline. It's like
100%.
I don't think I've ever been a first responder. Have you? Or something?
We saw a guy just on the snow, just on the highway, just kind of.
And we just kept
and
driving.
Hits a tree. I'm like, sucks to be you. Is there a Shoney's or something? Or a.
God.
It's like the the last Seinfeld episode when the fat guys get. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, really?
You haven't seen it?
We haven't seen it, have we?
I've seen it.
How'd you see it?
I saw it when it happened.
Oh. I was saying because we never really watched it. We were always gone. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No. I can plug my ears.
No, it's all good.
No, I get it. I think it's to be like an EMT or just a fireman or something, because like, there's so much downtime and then it's just like, you're in it.
I think first responders are the most brave people in the entire world.
Yes.
I think. Firemen, police officers, doctors.
Police officers have the best stories
for sure.
Of anyone.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Funny and crazy.
Frightening.
Freaky.
My friend.
And they're always just so chill when they talk about it.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's like, excuse me?
I bet because it almost doesn't seem real, like that all those things could happen to one person.
Yeah. You'd have to compartmentalize it because my sister's the ER nurse.
Oh, yeah.
And the stories that she tells me, it's just like,
they're really funny.
This is absurd. A lot of them are
funny.
Can
you tell the one, just like, you know, talk around? Just the one that,
ding-dong?
That Jacob told us. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I love this story.
I think I can say it.
This is my favorite story.
Yeah, so my brother worked. So my brother and my sister are both nurses. My brother is a nurse, and he was working in a psych ward. So, like, super intense people. Like, everyone's schizophrenic or, like, demon-possessed. And he was hired because he's a dude, and he can hold these people down.
Oh,
he's different build than I am. But anyway, so this guy comes in, and he had cut his own ding dong off.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Like you do. And
we've all been there.
Wow.
And so they were like, hey, dude.
Oops.
Hey, dude, why did you cut your ding dong off? And he's like, yeah. So, I mean, I've just been hearing from God a lot recently.
Oh, great.
And I was praying to God and I was like, God, do you want me to cut my ding dong off? And he's like, and I heard this audible voice from heaven look at me and say, no, do not cut your ding dong off. So, and then the guy goes, okay. So I took that as a sign and I cut my ding dong off anyway.
Sign for what? What is, I don't get it.
He's a schizophrenic.
Sorry.
And then he threw
God it. God said no, but I did it anyway.
It's like, okay. And that was a sign.
That was a sign.
It's like, all right, I hear you, but I think I'm still going to go move
let's
forward.
Let's run it back. Wait. Are you sure you don't want me to cut it off?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Anyway, he threw it in the grass in his front lawn.
Oh, okay.
And the ambulance picked him up, and the hospital called his mom, and she had to go dig it out of the grass and bring it to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So
did she, like, put it in a little Ziploc baggie?
Mm-hmm. On ice.
Oh.
So
here's a sandwich.
Good mom.
Here's a sandwich. And here's some Ruffles potato chips. And here's your ding dong. And it's, I don't know.
Oh, and here's a note from God. He said,
Corey, you're an idiot.
I told you not to do that.
Yeah, Corey.
Why would he use that name?
Dude.
Hey, buddy. Hey, it's God. Yeah.
Yeah, you dumb.
I thought I told you not to do
Listen,
that.
Listen, I haven't made my voice audible since the Old Testament. And this specific reason was so you didn't cut your ding dong.
I think that's one thing that God would really respond to. Wait, Rwanda. Hold on a second. Dude.
Don't.
No, that's just not a good idea. So, yeah, that's the ER is nuts because you'll get some kid with an itchy throat.
Right.
And then there'll be some guy with a surfboard that's just impaled him or something.
Yeah.
Just stick it to his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be flexible there.
Yeah. Luke's sister is like, the amount of things that people come in with that are just shoved up people's butts is like too many.
And it's never their fault.
It's like the majority of the people that come in there.
Yeah.
It's always an accident. Like,
what? I don't know. I don't know how an espresso machine got up there.
And they always say it's not their fault.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Oh,
or
no,
they,
I just,
or they don't know how.
I don't know. I fell off my chair and just landed on.
I fell off my chair four times.
It's like, I don't know
so
how.
Gross.
People are crazy, dude.
Yeah.
People are crazy.
Super. But, dude. Wow.
Corey. Corey.
Wait, was that his name?
No.
Why are we using that?
No,
name?
That's his name now.
That's his name now.
Just come, Corey.
Again? It was we've an
had,
accident.
We've had this talk. No, I haven't. Things haven't changed. Do you guys have any things that are you found interesting, but other people not? I've got one.
Think about it.
Yeah, go for it.
I've got one.
Yeah, do it.
You want to play the song? Something happened to me this week that I think was pretty interesting, but will you think it's interesting? All right. It's more of an observation. I'm kind of, I'm going to call out the wedge salad. I think it's a bogus,
I love it.
It's a bogus salad.
Love that one.
It's so good.
But it's
I just
like
had one Saturday.
Okay, you just cut a head of lettuce in half.
Mm-hmm.
You pour ranch and bacon bits on it, and that's it.
Could you get more lazy?
I'm calling it out.
Yeah. It is yummy though.
It's like finish the job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's so special about?
Actually, start.
So
the
you're
job.
Saying
the job
when you get it at a restaurant,
anywhere,
you shouldn't have to pay that much.
I don't
for
think
it
can be considered a salad if you don't even make it into lettuce. It's still it's still a chunk,
right? Yep. It's not IKEA. Assemble. See, that's a restaurant's job is to assemble food.
Yeah.
Right. And not up to me to keep cutting.
Yeah.
Salad should be ready to eat.
Mm-hmm. With
and
a fork.
I just think it's a sham.
So
did you get a wedge salad this week?
Yeah, it was good.
It was delicious.
But it was still, it irked me.
It was annoying.
Yeah, I get it.
I was like, finish the...
Like I got pizza this week and they like didn't cut the slices enough.
They didn't. Oh, enough.
That is.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That is one of the more annoying
so
things.
So we sent it back and we're like, could you cut these again? But they didn't cut it again. They just cut them all into smaller pieces.
Oh, I can't do that.
What?
So
why did they do that, you think?
I guess we just worded it wrong. But we're like, could you like recut this?
Yeah.
And so they just like made them all smaller.
You guys know what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
So why not?
It's a pizza shop.
Yeah. So then you had to like rip the pizza off and then.
Was it a square pizza or was it a round one?
The cheese falls off. It was round.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like the charcuterie board. It's just, you're just throwing a bunch of food on
a board.
And it's not, and I was thinking, well, how is that different than like a
Lunchable?
No, like a food, what do you call food bar? Like Golden Corral.
Yeah, like a buffet.
A buffet.
Are you saying for restaurants? Because it's nice to do it at home once in a while.
Are you saying that this is good? Is a buffet just a big charcuterie board on different tables?
Well, I don't think so because it's you have to assemble everything on your plate. It's already assembled food.
So
like it's mac and cheese that's done. It's not like, right? You don't have to. So that's different. Yeah. You have to assemble what's already been assembled on a buffet because it's already done.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is the food that's just not like the wedge salad is it's just finish.
That's a good point.
I'm just calling it out.
So this is a complaint.
Oh, it's something
it's interesting.
I found interesting that people just kind of think it's such a great thing. It's like the food truck. It's really not that great.
I have something interesting. I don't think dogs should be allowed in buildings ever.
That's not interesting. That's another complaint.
Nope.
I agree with
that
you.
That is really interesting. It feels weird when a dog's in the building.
It
you
feels like I'm
out
outside again. Yeah, I was in a coffee shop, and this lady had a dog. And then another dog came in, and they started barking. And I'm like, this is for humans.
Yeah.
This place, I'm trying to drink coffee. I don't want your dogs yapping. Leave
That's
them at home.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
In Europe, they bring them to nice restaurants and in the mall.
I saw dogs in the airport.
tell them. No one will probably think this is interesting, but when we were in Cancun looking for perfume,
yes,
we saw a lady
who was very fancy. I mean, she probably...
Like she had some status.
Yeah, she definitely had status. Like, they all were catering to her. Maybe she's well-known and can't, you know, right. on TV there. I don't know. Or maybe her husband owns the department
right.
store.
We're in, yeah.
And so she's pushing around a little baby buggy of 9 chihuahuas. But actually, these chihuahuas... I don't usually think chihuahuas are cute, but yeah. interesting enough... All 9 of these chihuahuas were actually cute.
Yeah.
And they would get out and they came over and sniffed our food, went back to the...
It was kind of like 101 Dalmatians, that kind of thing, Cruella
yeah,
de Vil.
Whatever. Yes.
There were 9 of them and she had the baby stroller just full of them.
Yeah. They were just underneath.
And a couple were walking around. Wow. You know, like the older one looked like it was just walking around. And
nobody
no
flinched.
Deal.
Nobody
no
cared.
Said
they,
boo.
It's like they
Interesting.
Were used to it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
That was wild.
But she must have been, I'm thinking, maybe she owned the place, kind of.
Yeah, like that's, that the kind of vibe. Yeah, that's the amount of rich I want to be.
Yeah, she
I can
would,
bring
she
my chihuahuas
super,
anywhere.
Yeah. yeah.
How many chihuahuas you got? I got 9 of them.
9.
I'm going to need a table for 10.
Each one yeah. cuter than the last.
How many? How is she rustling them together?
I know. They were just, well, they
it
were
kind of
they were
impressive.
Obeying, though.
Yeah.
Because when she scooted off, they all ran up on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was weird. But
did that hurt a little? Because she had like 9 trained chihuahuas and you can't even train 2 of yours.
Ours would be like.
I don't know if they were trained, but they would come.
I mean, Luna would be over at, you know, Aunt Annie's Pretzels.
That's true.
You know,
making friends.
And Pippa would be, I don't know, she'd be.
Pooping
she'd
on
be
the floor.
Staring at his ball somewhere.
Yeah, she, who knows. She'd probably be over at Nordstrom's or
How
something.
How many corgis did
she'd
the
be
queen
peeing on
have
the mannequins?
At the height, at the height of.
Oh,
her
I don't,
corginess.
I don't know.
Did the
corgis
queen have,
are adorable.
She had a lot.
Yeah, yeah. She liked the corgis.
I don't know what the top amount was, though. Anyway.
Anyway. Mm. But that was interesting.
Kind of.
Do we want to do a tier? Our tier this week?
Yeah.
Did Livvy have something interesting? She didn't say.
I don't think I really did. No.
We're gonna do a tier this week. You haven't named the. Should we name the?
Yeah, I was gonna do it with you because.
Sweet.
Because funny.
Now,
you have
are we
brain.
Doing
you
burger,
have,
burger joints?
Just yeah. We decided to listen to you in all things.
Right.
So you just say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you just let us
it.
Know.
Because
yeah.
we can say, because, you know, there's things like fries and things that could increase the value or decrease the value.
I think we go burger strict.
Burger.
Strict
you want to just go strict burger?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, just do burger.
Okay, what's S tier?
S
tier is In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, yes.
We just put like In-N-Out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite. Why would you do that?
What because do you mean? Why
so
would I do
good.
That?
It's already an S tier.
In-N-Out. It says In-N-Out.
In-N-Out is not a good burger.
It is too.
Oh, this is going to be very.
It's very salty.
Dad. Oh my gosh. Don't Dad. Even knock the In-N-Out burger. Why do you even try?
Dad. I'm not swaying from that. That's.
Well, you're the only one, and that's 3, so it's super.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
We know.
You're wrong.
Okay, what would you say is S tier? Just put it up there. Luke?
Why don't you just say
I'm naming this
best of the best Burger Champ.
What?
Just go with it. Just
Burger
do it.
Champ.
What's Burger Champ?
Okay, what's this? A.
Oh, you're saying the name.
Great. And then we'll just do BCD.
Yeah, okay, that's
that'll
fine.
Work.
Let's go.
Perfect. Wait. White Castle.
Thank you.
Good.
We agree?
Yep. We agree.
Okay, good.
Now, did these just come up, or did you assemble these?
These came up, so there's some few. I don't know what that is, and I don't know what.
I don't know what Farmer Boys is.
Yeah, this one, or that's 5 guys. But anyway. All right, let's go Burger King.
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, I do.
Are they good?
It's good. It's A.
The Whopper's a good, yeah.
It's good.
I put it
in. Yeah.
It
wow,
in.
Okay.
Really good.
I haven't had one forever.
McDonald's?
With that baby
I do
there.
Like their Big Macs.
I mean, that's pretty
McDonald's.
That
could be a champ.
It's
yeah.
S.
It's very yeah. good.
It's yeah. so good.
I do yeah. like a Big yeah. Mac for sure.
Okay, now here's the point of contention.
Definitely.
In-N-Out is my favorite burger.
Why?
Me too.
It why is
so
In-N-Out?
Good.
It's too much lettuce.
With
it's
the
salty.
Onions. Fresh.
So
I just
good.
Think.
It's like eating the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, I love
it's
it.
It's like a cult. A the workers there. It's like you know something's going on.
It's a Christian company. Why are you backhanding all this?
Well.
You never talked like this before. Now you do.
I just don't think In-N-Out is it's okay.
He's going to say Whataburger is better mm-hmm. than In-N-Out.
Whataburger, it probably is.
Whataburger is so good.
It's probably up there.
I love the. I think In-N-Out's fries are are champs.
Yeah, I think that 100%. Their fries are
I'll let you guys have. Yeah,
their fries and their burger is my favorite.
We're just going to do S.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
Ever.
You guys are so strong that it outweighs me.
Wendy's.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
B?
It's not bad. I'll say B.
Oh, yeah, I'd say B on that.
A
too.
Wendy's burger that's done right.
Not bad.
It used to be so juicy.
I would say yes, but go ahead and put great. Put it in the great, I think.
Oh, great.
What about their fries? Do you like the Wendy's fries? They're a little bigger.
I love Wendy's fries.
More of a steak fry almost.
Wendy's nuggies, though.
Wendy's.
They were better than McDonald's nuggies.
I tell you what.
How about the frosty
taste?
What I would do.
Frosty, good.
You guys like
dip
the frosty?
Dip little fries in the frosty.
You like the frosty?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a Wendy's meal sounds so good.
I get Wendy's right now. Hey, next tier list we're doing. We got to get the snacks because this is too painful.
Yeah, it is painful.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Rally's.
Is that the small burgers? The Rally's burger's small?
No.
No.
It's a small little place.
Yeah, it's like you have to only can drive through it.
But I don't know what they taste like.
I've never had one.
So I'm going
to
go
C. I know Jack has.
They're okay. Yeah, they're like.
Levi used to like it.
Yeah, I'd say C would be good.
Whataburger, put that up there.
I think it's S. It's really good.
Yeah, Whataburger, yeah.
I don't know this.
What about the Whataburger is,
greasy.
It's like, just I like the buns. They have a little onions. They have that spicy ketchup. Have you had that?
Oh, the spicy ketchup. I like their chicken.
Honey butter chicken biscuits.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But do you like their burger?
Burger's amazing. First time I had their burger, it was kind of life-changing, I think.
Yeah, you raved about it.
Yeah, it was good.
You couldn't get over it.
Yeah.
Now, I like the Jack in the Box burger because it's on sourdough. I just love sourdough.
I don't know, man.
But I wouldn't call it a burger champ, but I do find it tasty because of the sourdough.
I would say B for J in the Box.
I'd probably say
J in the B.
J. I was going to say that. I decided not to.
Like I said.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I'll do B. B, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
White Castle.
White Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah, that's
it's in the
farts.
Oh, it seemed like A&W's burgers are good, but I can't remember for sure.
I don't even know them.
It's been a long time.
I don't know, but I like their root beer. So.
For root beer, we'll give it a B.
All right.
I don't know this.
Put that at the bottom.
Tommy's?
I don't know either.
We haven't had it. We don't rate it.
Yeah. Carl's Jr. I go F. Just because they're advertising during the Super Bowl.
Have you ever seen anyone at a Carl's Jr.?
Or Hardee's.
Have you ever seen anyone
at that
park?
Is that the same company?
Yeah, same one. Same like Rally's and Checkers are the same.
Yeah. A company that doesn't know who they are. That's what it seems like Carl's Jr. is.
Yeah.
Just B, Hardee's or Carl's Jr.
I think
don't.
C.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's better than White Castle.
We can't rate it.
DQ.
I used to work there, but I didn't
DQ
eat the
burgers. Are actually pretty good.
They're actually good.
I think they might be.
What do you think, Coop?
Pretty good.
Great. They're really good.
Yeah. It's been a long time, but I remember. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Okay, a burger with a dilly bar.
I do like Five
it's a good
Guys.
Meal.
Five Guys is good.
I don't know. This might be unpopular. I think it's a B, Five Guys. I think they're overrated and overpriced.
I'd say B or G.
Like $15.
And the fries, that greasy bag.
So do G. Do the great.
And they're unsalted.
It's so good. I don't
like it. But we're talking about the burgers.
It's so good.
Yeah, burger.
I think it's a B, but you guys can.
I think it's great.
All right.
What do you think, Tim?
I think B. I think it's good.
What do you think, Brendan? Five Guys.
Tiebreaker.
Is what?
I will say,
so could it be?
I went on a mission trip and Five Guys was the first thing I had, and I threw it all up because of how bad it was on my tummy.
Oh man!
Oh my!
So take it all back.
I've never had a Freddy's,
but it was good in the moment.
Freddy's.
It's probably like Steak and Shake, but I don't know.
Freddy's is to me. I would put it in great.
Really?
Yeah,
I've never had a burger from there, so
I don't
know. Their fries are good.
Because it's that flatter patty.
Yeah.
I like a flat patty.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really like the thick patty. I like when they smash that.
Smash that. And, get on the floor.
Smash burger is
a
delicious.
Flatty patty.
Leads greatly to smash burger.
I do like smash burgers, for
which
sure.
Has the pretzel bun.
Oh, I give it. It's
that's
a burger champ.
It's a burger champ for me.
Yeah, it's a burger
champ. Smash burger's good.
That's probably my favorite of all.
Sonic
and then In-N-Out.
Sucks now. Have we talked about Sonic recently?
So
no.
Salty.
What's going on?
It sucks. Service is bad. It got super expensive.
Oh.
Doubled in price, and it's cardboard.
It's trash.
I think I got a diet cherry limeade. It was like $2.50.
Yeah. They, they used to have those great grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
Now the bread is like
paper
thin.
Oh, it's not the Texas bread.
It's like they took the Texas bread, sliced it in half.
So sad.
That's
Very sad.
I do think just because I'm mad at them.
I know I'm mad at them.
Sonic needs to up their game, and we're willing to come back, Sonic. Strong.
I mean, I'll still come and get a cherry limeade, but
they've always been so.
Figure out what you do.
I think Steak and Shake for me is Burger Champ. Yeah. I freaking love Steak and Shake.
Steak Shake is my favorite burger. Yeah.
It's so good, and it's sad that they're gone. But
I don't like
it. All right, let's stop there because I don't know these other places. And that's a pretty nice little ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty good. Can I add one real quick? Can we call Crystal Shake Shack? Is that fast food?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I would like to hear your opinions.
I don't remember.
I don't think it's that great.
I think it's overrated. I think it's overpriced. I think
overrated.
It's too small. The burger's really too small.
It's a small burger.
It's a small burger, and I don't like that.
You mean too much bread for the burger?
It's just small.
Oh, shoot.
What's that?
We forgot Culver's.
Culver's, the butter burger is at least great.
This is Culver's. Culver's
Fat is... burger will be Culver's,
and Crystal will be.
Crystal, I believe, are small burgers. They're sliders.
Shake Shack. Nobody's. Well, that's Shake Shack, though. We're calling.
That's all
Crystal.
I know. I don't know the rest of them.
Nope. We've had those when we were younger. Schnitzel. The Wiener Schnitzels, but I haven't had that.
I bet Tommy's is good. Tommy's, it's world famous hamburgers. So
Tommy's, White Castle.
They should make a burger the shape of a hot dog and see how that goes. Like if people like it. Mm. What do you think?
What would you call it?
And then put in a hot dog.
You call it the Corey.
Gross. All right, moving on.
Can I get a Corey with some fries?
No.
I had a pretty good...
Put Tommy's on C, so it's staircase down.
Yeah. We got a staircase.
Thank you.
Wait, then we have to put something up here.
Oh, put Wiener Schnitzel
up there. Farmer Boys up there.
Yeah.
There you go. That's good.
I'm sure it's good.
There we go.
Well, it's breakfast, burgers, and more.
I'm sure it's great. I saw there's a place that just opened up in our area. It's like burgers, steaks, and sushi.
Yeah.
Oh, we should
go. And I was like, I don't know about that.
That is an interesting combination.
Real quick, audience, in the YouTube comments, let us know what tier list we should do. There's some pretty good ones. I know. Keep them coming. There's a really good one.
Yeah.
It'll be surprised.
Somebody threatened that they're not going to watch anymore if we do this. And I'm like, oh.
Do what?
Just everyone turn off likes this part. Them. Turn off this part and come back.
Fearless. Oh, I had to show you this one, Tim.
Oh, some videos? Sure.
Yeah, I just had to show you this one.
Come to my church. It's not weird.
I'm glad you got saved.
I'm also filled with the Holy Spirit. My son, God. Hallelujah.
Whoa. Duck tongues. Amen. I'm glad you're filled with the Holy Goose. Ah, the Holy Ghost. Amen.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
We all know.
Love it. And you keep them coming.
This one?
Yeah.
Ice cold place in the tomb to save soul. This song for them hood girls, the whole world, straight masterpieces. Teaching.
What are they wearing?
Forgiving the loss of the city. Got nailed on across the town, but now he's back and he's living.
Oh, Back to the Future, people?
Hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
What?
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause uptown faith gonna give it to you. Cause uptown faith gonna give it to you. Cause uptown faith gonna give it to you. Saturday night, ring in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on.
Yeah.
What church is
They're doing Back to the Future. Back from the Future.
That's amazing. Back from the Future.
So,
amazing.
Wow. That was,
so they didn't change
that was
anything?
Almost good.
So what were some of the words?
Girl, well, let's just watch it
girl
again.
Girl hit you, hallelujah.
Hold on.
What's that part mean?
This man was ice cold.
These girls?
Teaching about sin. Forgiving the loss of the city. Got nailed on across the town, but now he's back and he's living. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Girls hit you. Why girls hit you?
That's a real word.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause uptown faith gonna give it to you. Cause uptown faith gonna give it to you.
Another shake.
Cause uptown faith gonna give it to you. Saturday night, ring in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on.
Yeah. Wow. I love how they came up with one verse and then just sang the rest of the song and then just inputted faith. It's like girls hit you hallelujah is in the song.
What was that? Hood girls? Something hood about girls hood girls and...
Hood girls is also in the original song, I think.
Oh.
So
it's tragic.
They
it's
did
wonderful.
Not know when they did this that there would be YouTube one day.
No, they did, because this song is Bruno Mars.
This is a new song.
Oh, that's true.
This is like 2014.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But think of the ones before where they were like, okay, I'll just do this for church and get it over with, and no one else will ever see it.
What's bad is this video looks like it's from the 90s.
I know. I thought it was. It really does. My bad. Went to the song. I forgot.
I know.
Yeah, to do a song like that, you got to hit it right on for it to be good. And when you're heavy breathing and panting, because I saw face, won't get to you. I saw face. He's looking at the words. Mm-hmm, he's reading the words up on the.
And it's tough to repeat anything Bruno Mars does, because he sings in a crazy octave.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah, Liv, do you have a?
I got some reviews. If you want to play that review song,
give me a sec. Give me a second now.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week's top three reviews of the week.
Oh, I gotta remind you what Levi said.
This podcast is like my four brain cells having a conversation with the rest of my body at 3 a.m.
What? Is that a compliment?
I love that comment. It's amazing.
I got one.
So we're each a brain cell?
Yeah. Yes.
And they only have four. And it's 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m., that's about right.
It's kind of a backhanded, not compliment.
I love it. It's so funny.
My wife and I just relocated and have been praying to get plugged into a community for a bit now. I went to bed last night and had a dream that my wife and I became friends with Olivia and Luke. We were at a gathering of some sort at a nice house chilling when in walked Timmy Hypkins, who ended up offering me a sandwich. Before I could tell him what I wanted, Olivia called him a perv and kicked him out the window. Having said that, I think I've been listening to the podcast for too long.
Kicked him out the
Luke
window.
Luke and Liv, please be our friends in real life.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. That's
where
amazing.
Do they live, though?
Tennessee.
Okay, this was a tier list ideas one. And one was lampshade shapes.
How many shapes That's are there? Right. I can only think of three. Right, maybe four.
I mean, how many? I just think of one.
This and that kind of makes a scallop.
Lampshade.
Oh my
shapes.
Gosh. This is another good one.
I'm very opinionated on that.
Another good one. Love listening to you guys. Tim, your crooked nose brings me great comfort.
Why are they comforted? Their nose so must be.
We got one from Ryan Sweat, who was our YouTube roulette.
Oh, yeah.
Last week. He said, I wanted to thank y'all for watching my disc golf video on the podcast this week. Oh,
yeah. Right.
That really made my day. I'm definitely not from Canada. I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
Did we say he's from Canada?
We did. I'm a huge fan of y'all, so thank you for making my day.
Not going to lie, he seemed Canadian.
Yeah. He had that curly hair.
He had that Canada vibe.
You're a Canadian, aren't you?
I think deep down he's Canadian.
Eight?
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe it's
why did we say anything about where he's from?
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows why we say what we say?
What's that?
That's Jackson playing video games.
Oh,
he's below us.
He's like smack talking with somebody.
He's probably bullying people.
Oh, man.
He's an online bully.
Yeah, I asked Levi to come to see us first. This week, and he said, yeah, I can't. I'm really busy. I'm like, what are you busy doing? And he said, I got to do Luke and Liv's soundtrack because I got to meet the deadline, which I don't know what the deadline is, but he's just going
to
start
working. I love how he procrastinates to like the last week.
Yeah.
But he's good.
Yeah.
He is good. We love Levi. He would be so good at tier lists. Because he'd be so opinionated.
He's so,
Has he read his, is it band names? He collects band names
that he
collects, made up.
Oh, he has that too, because he has names of children.
Names of children. And
don't
band
ever
names,
ask him, though. It's too many.
It's over 500 band names and over 500 children names.
Oh, band names, 500.
There's a lot.
You know what we should do, actually? When we, start having children, we should just
Russian
roulette his list.
I think that there's
what if we did that for our third child?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
when you guys have your next kid, that you can do that.
Yeah,
wow.
Hey,
that ain't happening.
Might as well.
Well, Abraham and Sarah.
We weren't called to the father of many nations. You aren't.
No, I'm not. But it would be nice to have some more grandchildren.
More grandchildren would be good. Are you going to roulette? Are you going to roulette somebody now?
And ask him what?
Tim? Are you guys going to roulette somebody on the comments today so we can see their
Up any of the YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Well, technically, we didn't have a new YouTube video. So.
That's a good point. Week.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
The next time.
Yeah.
I can do one roulette here.
Oh, you got something?
Oh, you're going to roulette your roulette, memos.
The one that
I'm at the people. But go ahead.
I'll do a voice memo roulette. I don't know if I've done this. Let's see.
You've done one like that before.
I can't whistle.
It sounds like you're in a restaurant or something.
Probably. Yeah. Whenever it hits you, you got to record it.
You got to.
And then what do? You go back and look at it? You label it?
I've not really ever done that. I should.
Yeah.
Rule one of voice memo. You got to name it.
You do got to name it.
You got to name it.
You got to name it over it.
Otherwise, you go back and you're like, what?
I'm like, what is this? 32 South Hanley Road? It'll always do like where you are.
Oh, okay. So it's just and you're like, what was I doing there? Yeah.
But.
All right.
Well, all right.
Well,
all right. Any closing arguments?
That feels like a show. I feel like I've gotten everything off my chest.
How are your shows?
In-N-Out Burgers. Shows are great. Still the best.
Did I show you that picture? I sent you a picture of this little girl. She had her picture as a baby, and then she superimposed my face
terrifying.
On it. Can you see that, Coop?
She has the cutest hair fingers, but
your
face.
This baby gave it to you?
Well,
she's older now.
This is her, like, you know, 8 years ago, and now she's like 13 or something, or whatever her age is now.
But that's horrifying.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, no.
That's terrible. Awesome.
I want a
That's
shirt.
So cute that she did that, though.
I want a shirt with that on it.
That would be a fun movie with a character like that.
Is that Timmy
That's
Hypkins?
That's Timmy Hypkins.
That's Timmy. Oh, I think you're
there
right.
There you go.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Did she say that?
I think that is Timmy Hypkins.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the line across the forehead? Is that?
I think that's just.
From my ball cap? Or is that just from
your
eyebrows?
I think that's your eyebrows.
No, the eyebrows are underneath that.
No, wait, but picture of it as your eyebrows.
It's like I have these two huge scars over my eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, does that not look like a serial killer?
It looks pretty like the scary. Florida Man. Have you seen the Florida Man, like the original one?
No. Is that Steve, the guy who gets pulled over on his riding lawnmower?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Steve's the original Florida Man?
I tell you guys, somebody brought me, I used to throw Twinkies on at the end of the shows out to the audience.
Yeah.
This guy comes up the other night, he brings one 8 years ago.
Oh, another person did it.
He still had the Twinkie.
Do you have it in a case?
No, it was in the wrapper.
Wow.
And it shrunk. It's so wild how they don't decompose.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so what happens in your body? Well, I guess
it shrunk and it was a little gray.
That's so upsetting.
Weird. Whoa, did it stink?
Well, no, I didn't smell it. I mean,
give me that. Let me smell it.
Open that thing up.
No, you couldn't. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
like with
the
McDonald's burger.
Yeah.
They'll like set it out. It like stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at least it's consistent, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's something that's steady in your life.
Hey, you could bring that camping.
You could. You could bring it in the bear canister.
Yeah.
You could bring it up in there.
Yeah, you could bring it up in there.
Just if you put a
wrap
nail
in a tortilla.
If you put a nail in Coke, it'll eat it up.
Yeah.
And if you put a nail in Tide, like for laundry detergent, it does something funky. Do you remember?
You could make a
something.
Really?
You could make a Big Mac Supreme.
Dude, that would be
like
so
a Crunchwrap
good.
Supreme, but with the Big Mac.
That sounds good.
You're welcome.
What is it?
Somebody make that. Let us know how it is.
And what'd you call it? A what?
Big Mac Supreme.
Oh. There isn't one right now? Maybe.
No.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right. All right.
All right.
All right.
Good show.
We did it.
Good flow.
Find Tim on Cameo.
We are the four brain cells.
Yes.
The four brain cells, yeah.
That are in your head at 3 a.m.
And Timmy Hypkins is in your head.
That should be the...
We need like an outro with like, we are the four brain cells. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Have Levi
doing the
song.
On.
Telling you good night.
All right.
All right. Good night.
All right. Bye.
Been riding lots of trains.